Good times and great music at 2NURFM 103.7. One of the great things, I'm going to take a wild swing in the dark here, but one of the good things for those that work in the holiday game at all, whether it's hotels, hospitality, whether it is caravans and camping, the fact that we've had that big summer and you've seen all of your friends and your mates head off into the deep blue yonder, probably gets people into the stores and making inquiries. And, of course, we've had a couple of big trade shows and expos over the last couple of weeks with the Caravan and Lifestyle Expo in Newcastle just happening. One of the gentlemen that was there joins us for his first appearance with us for 2025 from Checkweight Mobile Caravan Weighing, Jeff Diath. Jeff, thank you so much for your time. Look, before we get into some of the trends and the good and bad that you've been able to uncover, how are we feeling after a big week? And these trade shows got to take it out of you.
Yes, it was a very big 3 days. It was a little bit interesting with a bit of few showers on Friday. And then, of course, on Sunday, it's always nice and hot. But look, lots and lots of people. I don't know the exact numbers, but I think probably around 18,000 people went through. So,
well,
really
they'd be happy with that. And I'm guessing all the storeholders would be as well. Look, talking about some of the trends that certainly you were able to uncover over the weekend, in terms of the caravans themselves, what was some of the bad that you saw and some of the good that you saw?
I think over the 5.5 years that I've been doing caravan weighing, the trend that I'm seeing mostly, especially at the shows, is it's just sort of big and heavy. Everything seems to be just getting bigger and heavier, and that means a lot of other issues, but you're carrying more weight, which is more fuel and everything, but then you need a bigger vehicle to tow it, so that becomes a lot more expensive. But yeah, when I started weighing 5.5 years ago, washing machines, for example, were a extra, but now they're coming in standard, and yeah, they can be anywhere from 25 to 35 kilos in a washing machine, so that all adds up, things like that. I think the other thing though is generators are getting a bit lighter, but not everybody needs a generator, but technology is also a good thing because you know you can get lighter and lighter generators. So it's a bit of hit and miss from that point of view.
Such a delicate balance, isn't it? Because we want to go away and be comfortable and we want the mod cons and we don't want to feel like we're slumming it, not to say that caravanning by any stretch is, but we like as many of those creature comfort as we can, but that does bring with it its own set of challenges. What about on the good side? What about things such as camper trailers and even pods? Are we seeing some of those out and about?
Look, there's a lot more what we call the pod. So that's basically a mattress with a cover, but you've got your fridge and your stove and everything included. And yeah, they're well under 1,000 kilos. So towable by a much smaller vehicle. So your large SUV and things like that can comfortably tow those. I mean, obviously you're not going to go around Australia in one, but I think I have seen on Facebook a few people that have done that. But they're great for weekend getaways or even 4 or 5 days. And I think they're a great way to start into caravanning. And I suppose technology again, lithium batteries are much lighter than a normal AGM battery. So you're able to have power and you're able to have things that you didn't have 5 or 10 years ago in the smaller vans. So that's a good trend. So we've got this at the top end, we've got heavy with everything. And at the bottom, we've got a lot, but it's getting lighter.
Yeah, and you mentioned the L word, lithium battery, so I'm not going to go there. But anyway, it's a whole other thing.
Yeah, we won't touch that one.
In terms of, because I know that your bread and butter is weight and getting the right weights for the right weighted van and vehicle and all of that. In terms of people doing their research and asking questions, because I guess you can ask the right questions and be led in the right direction, but you can. It's still easy to do some bad research, and if you don't know what you need to be asking. So where are people sitting there, Jeff?
Oh, look, I think it's the positive is that I think more people are aware of weights. This is our fourth show in Newcastle. And when we first started, people sort of laughed at us and, he put us on the scale type thing. Now people walk up to us because, they've heard the interview, seen us weighing, things like that. And so they're much more aware that weights are an important issue when you're caravanning. So I think there's a large section of the population who are more well-educated. and are concerned about being overweight and not only being from a legal point of view, but travelling safe. And I think with Facebook and YouTube and things like that, mobile phones, we're seeing more accidents. There may not be more accidents, but even though there's more on the road, but we're getting to be able to see them. So
very good point, isn't it? Social media and the internet more generally sort of brings a lot of things into our in front of our eyeballs. So if more people are asking the right questions, always a good place to start. Jeff, always glad that you're around for us to ask you some of the right ones. Thanks so much for your time. We're looking forward to some great information throughout 2025.
No problems, Mark. Thanks. It's a bit late to say Happy New Year, but thank you very much for having me back.
Mate, it is what it is. Appreciate it, Jeff Diath, with our trip into Caravan Corner this week at 2 on your RFM.